pebbles from a rebel, never hear he gon' try to mourn what's been destined. Ignore him on my books, on my lessons. Listen, I come from nothing, zip zero. The battle baby gets so difficult. We tip tiptoe through the struggle. We hustle just to cut that check. The upper edge, want the love, the respect. You feel the neglect. Say whoa. Pound and respect. Youngsters so stressed, watching them detect. Let me hear you say
this is where we come from. My grandma and my mama smoke so much they got one lung. My man just got 3 years in jail, he only had one gun. His BM got another man changing his daughter bum bum. When your eyes are full of tears, pouring Molly in your beers, and you party every year cause it's part of your career. And you hardly open your mind cause you blinded by them parasites, using drugs and alcohol, adding strife to your damaged life.
WMFO in Medford, Sky Bar here. This is Husker Du.
No need to touch it, man, no. to the ceiling. If a shark kid looking for feeling, gonna raise our cup when the moon is up, cause there's nothing else here to do. She's a bar cat begging to leave us, with a bar tap bigger than Jesus, and the reason for every bullet hole in the plot laid out for her. All the strung out kids on Dead Street can put directions out of fix. She's got money left for a ticket out. She'd rather drink till she don't exist. Everybody knows.
Everybody's trying, you just can't.
WMFO in Medford, Sky by here. Jay Allen of Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals is supposed to be in tonight. He's probably on his way. He might have got a little held up in traffic and whatnot. Hopefully he arrives. But in the meantime, we played Husker Du with Sorry Somehow, AM Taxi, Dead Streets, and of course the Ramones with We Want the Airwaves. It's 8:12. I'm going to keep the tunes playing until Jay arrives. This is something that I found online, as I do a lot of these bands. It's a little punk number by a band called the Prozacs. So I'm going to play that for you. And we'll await arrival of Jay Allen. These are the Prozacs.
To you with all I've got, so let's go.
Fuck.
All right, WMFO in Medford, Sky Bar here. Jay has arrived. He made it.
Finally.
We just played, Jim Carroll with People Who Died. Before that, a band called The Saints with I'm Stranded, and a band called The Prozacs with something called A Little Something from a CD by the same name. So Jay's going to play a couple tunes for us, but first, you've been in the scene for quite a bit. You're no rookie to the Boston rock thing.
I am no rookie.
And he brought along the newest single, which for some reason isn't loading, but hey, we'll play some Jay Allen Arch Criminal stuff. He's going to play a couple songs. We'll play some.
I just burn it. You know, I basically downloaded and burn it. So.
Yeah, that's worked in the past. People have brought stuff in like that, but I don't know. But how long have you been playing?
My first band dates back to 1983, a band called Quest for Tuna. I was in with a guy by the name of Evan Shore from Muck and the Myers.
Yes.
We started the band along with our pal.
Great band, Muck.
Absolutely. Along with our pal Mark Gilmore, who played with Evan also in the Pets and the Voodoo Dolls before he moved to California and decided to become like a world-class physicist, which is from the auspicious...
Quite a departure.
Exactly.
From
very stupid punk rock of Quest for Tuna to creating nuclear fusion. You know, so it wasn't exactly the game plan. Somehow I didn't follow along on those steps. But so that was kind of the start of it, and I've been making stupid noise for the last 30-some years, for better or for worse. So.
And now you're in the Arch Criminals?
Yeah, so I put together the Jay Allen, the Arch Criminals, about 8 or 9 years ago, 2007 or so about 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Been playing with Henry Ryan and Larry Littegott for about 5 of those years.
Great. Well, hopefully we'll I don't know if that's... I'll get some of the... you brought a couple CDs, so we'll play some Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals off the CD a bit later. But you want to play a couple tunes for
us? Sure, we can do that. Since we don't know if we'll load... The single will actually load.
I know. That's...
I'll play, like, the hit single, so... this is on Rumbar Records.
We're gonna play some Rumbar stuff too as well later on.
So that's
Lou Mansdorf's label.
Yep. So basically, what we have, Lou's put together a great family of very cool rock and roll bands, and pretty lucky to be a part of it. You know, we got Tom Baker and the Snakes. We got Watts. We got a couple things from Muck. We got Watts. We got The Connection, and then a few out of town
things. Coles, Mono. The hits keep coming from.
Yeah, and it's all kind of good rock and roll. Yeah. You know, I saw a Connection set at the Plow and Stars
a couple
weeks ago. This other band from, which aren't on the label.
Yeah,
Jeremy and the
Harlequins,
and they were absolutely fantastic.
I thought so too.
You know, it was kind of made me feel real good about being part of a pretty cool rock and roll family.
Yeah,
you know, so
it really is. All right, I'll let you.
So here we go. This is the big single. It's actually a song I wrote a few years back. When I say a few, I mean like Bosley days, which is mid '90s, and it's called Chop Liver, and it goes like this. I know how it used to be. I'd swallow myself in misery. Feel it coming like a slap in the face. And that chopped liver feeling put me in my place. Passed over and I don't know why. I kicked at a curb till I'd start to cry. I'd speak up but I'm too shy. If I ain't chopped liver then what am I? If I ain't chopped liver then what am I? In the rain until I'm soaked, stand in the snow until I'm froze. The cheese in me really gets my goat, and that chopped liver feeling leaves a lump in my throat. Once again, and I don't know how it happens again, I'll throw a freaking cow. It seems real fishy, but it ain't that smelly. Maybe good looking, but you ain't great deli. Maybe good looking, but you ain't great deli. It's my heart. But it hardens my heart. But it hardens my heart.
time. It's all over and that's the crime. Don't call me a brother, I can spare a dime. I got the chopped liver feeling and it's all mine. Chopped liver feeling and it's all mine. But it hardens my heart. But it hardens my heart. On ya. I'm just a matzo ball for your love. Label me a nincompoop. Label me some chicken soup. Your white bread and mayo last a little much. Grab a rope and a lasso of the moon. Sing a song that'll make you swoon. Don't look at me as if I'm a loon. But if it happens again, it'll be too soon. Cut loose and feeling free. How it happens, babe, a mystery. Can't stop dancing but forgot to lead. And that chopped liver feeling made a meal out of me. Chopped liver feeling made a meal out of me. Chopped liver feeling made a meal out of me. Oh yeah.
Nice. And that's the new single.
So that's a new single. That's so you can get that, go to Rumbar Records on Bandcamp, and you can see it, you can download it. You can stream it, you can download it. You can buy it, and they'll send you something in the mail with that comes with a free JM on the Arch Criminals koozie as well. So
koozies are flying out the door at the Lou. I saw you sang that song at Thunder Road, right? Was it Thunder Road?
Once.
Yeah,
I have not been to Thunder Road yet, right? But some one of these days we'll get in there.
Want to play one off the Arch Criminals?
Sure. The one I wanted to do was actually.
Oh, you want to sing one?
I was going to do one that's going to be. We are doing a full length record at some point this year on Rumbar called One Room Schoolhouse of Rock and Roll. And
fantastic.
And this is called Cry Little Tear.
Wow, wow, wow. Without you, without you, girl. And I cry, cry a little tear for you. And I cry, cry a little tear for you.
I wanted your sweet love. If you'll have me, just give me that sweet love. There was a time I wasn't alone. I'm living without you, girl, with nothing to show. I couldn't see but you the pain. I couldn't believe I was to blame. Now I'd run to you. You know I'd run to you. Like Brian Adams, I'd run to you. Without you, ain't nothing but blue. And I cry, cry a little tear for you. I'm alone without you, girl. And I cry, cry a little tear for you.
That's good stuff.
Thank you.
Good stuff. We could play something off the Arch Criminals. The fun is fun, but you gotta be.
We'll have to
kidding
say,
me.
Effing kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pass FCC muster. Yeah. Yes, this record just came out like 5 years ago. Produced by the great Eric Rice Edmonston.
Uh huh.
So, and he actually did the producing on the single. You can also find this on Bandcamp, but you can also find the whole record all over like Spotify and CD Baby, Amazon, all that Google Play, all that fun stuff, iTunes. So,
what do you want to go with? One?
I'll do with one song, and we'll do this. This is sort of the big hit. This one kind of dates back to the it's on this record.
I think I might know this one, but yeah.
Yeah, this song kind of dates back to the Quest for Tuna days. It's actually mostly penned by Mr. Evan Shore, but I helped him out. We kind of wrote this one together back in 1984. I just had somebody send me a video of their 3-year-old singing the song yesterday, which was, I posted it on the Jay Allen the Arch Criminals Facebook page. It's pretty funny.
That's cool.
Very cute. You know, it's nice to know that, you know, the intelligentsia appreciates the nonsense I've been doing. So this one's called Toaster Oven.
Toaster oven, you saved me lots of suffering, but when I need you most, when I burn my toaster, toaster oven, a toaster.
lots of suffering, toaster oven. Now, I ain't bluffing, I smashed my toaster oven. Now it's worth next to nothing. Toaster oven, a 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 toaster oven. A toaster oven, 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 a toaster.
We all need a good toaster oven, don't we?
But sometimes I'm cursed with the bad ones. Yeah, I'll dedicate that one to the memory of the late, great Mikey D, who played that song for the first time in these very airways in 1989.
Yeah. So. Wow. Yeah, we'll touch on the Abbey Lounge thing, too, which you're involved in.
Yes.
The Abbey Lounge reunion.
Yes, so there's a...
I think Jen Dangora kind of threw that together with the help of Andrea and Michelle. And
absolutely. And that's a pretty brave venture, you know. I can tell you from personal experience, trying to put together shows with, you know, multiple nights and, you know, 6, 7, 8 bands on per night is no easy feat. Everyone's got...
I'm trying to whittle it down. I mean, how many bands have...
Exactly. You know, there's people that are pissed that they're not part of it, you know, and it's
that's
like...
That's unavoidable, though.
Exactly. You know, I play the Abbey all the time. It's like, well, you know, and I'm, you know, fortunate to be asked to be part of it, so I can only say thank you and whatever to Jan and Michelle and Andrea for thinking of me and, you know, we'll get the band going. But
you deserve it. You've been around. You've been on the scene paying your dues for a long time.
I did my share of shows at the Abbey. Supposedly they built the pub stage basically for me because for most of the Abbey's history, I was playing solo. So, you know, we used to do Skinny Mike would put together the Trash Fest every summer about 5 straight years until the last summer and. The goal was to have me play a short set in between every single band, which would sometimes, you know, amount to like 9 or 10 sets over the course of one afternoon, starting around 4 o'clock, and you know, people would take the video of it and just watch me get drunker and drunker as the night wore on. You know, and see
slow
if I can
demise
make it through, you know,
of
and,
Jay over the course of the night.
Yeah, I think the last one because the band also played, so I ended up playing 11 sets that night, about close to 50 songs.
Wow!
So
all right, I'm gonna we're up. It's an hour show. We're up against the clock here, but I'm gonna play a bunch of stuff by some rumba label bands, a couple of bands that were at the. We're at the Abbey back in the day. I'm going to play some Dents, some Jay Allen, some Watts, but we'll be back with Jay one more time.
All righty.
Right now, I'm going to play something off the Arch Criminals CD. All right, thanks.
Broke my heart into 1,000 pieces. Got some glue and made a Mona Lisa. And you know right through it all, well, you're still busting my balls. Look for love in 1,000 places just to find out what a waste that is. Watch my pride go long before my fall, and you're still busting my balls. And I know that it seems outrageous. I fucked around and that's not courageous. Hell bent, just trying to survive. You know it's not very nice. Fucking advice. You broke my heart and I know the story. I did some bad things and I said I was sorry. And you know that I gave you my all, but you're still busting my balls. You broke my heart and treat me like a pariah. I'm just a guy, not the fucking messiah. Wanna put my best.
I gotta sneak this in. This is a don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Back with Jay. This is a quick hour. We got to.
And I was tardy.
That's all right. But
I am now convinced not to drink and drive.
Yeah, I know that'll do it, huh? We just heard The Connection, Labor of Love. Watts, Wasted Angels. I started to play Busting My Balls, but it had some words that I had that's why that kind of faded quickly.
Yeah, I'm not really rated PG-13 because
right. But you warned me in time, but hey, no big deal. But I want to thank you again for coming on, Jay.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
And I'll check out the Arch Criminals, as you know.
Yeah. So From Bar Records Bandcamp page and Abbey Lounge reunion, Sally O'Brien's April 8th, 29th, and 30th.
Three nights
of some great rock and roll.
And that's
bands.
That's like show up because there's no pre-sales.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Last I heard, it was there was no tickets in advance.
Yeah, so it's going to be actually a benefit for a good friend of Jen. So it's a which I think makes all the sense in the world. You know, there's going to be eight bands a night. You're gonna here's $20. Big deal. You know, might as well his daughter is sick and help her out. You know, it's all the better.
Yeah, fantastic. And we should touch Johnny D's shut down.
Yeah, Johnny D's. Sunday closed its doors.
Did you guys ever play Johnny's in any form?
A couple times, not a lot. You know, I'll be honest with you, I was not the hugest fan of the club just because they were so paranoid about the noise. Like, you go there, like, you see a great rock and roll band like Watts, and their amps are on a half, and it's like...
Right, I admit that. Yeah, well, I saw a lot of good shows there, like you said, but I always disliked all the seating.
Yeah.
It was almost like if you felt awkward standing in front of the band, because they were like... I have no problem, you know, everyone every now and then, you disabled people, elderly people, or just people need seats. But I think they should be like all on the periphery. These they kind of like line the side.
Yeah, so they have the dance floor,
I thought that was kind of weird. But anytime a local venue shuts down, it's always too bad. But
yeah, I mean, this one, at least you can sit there and say, I just kind of look at it, you know, the owners are taking that building and they're going to make a six-story high rise in Davis Square and make millions of dollars. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm not shedding a tear for them. You know?
Right. Oh, yeah, they'll be fine.
But, you know, it's not like some of the other situations that we've had where clubs close. But
all right. I'm gonna play something to get us out of here by the Dents, who will be at that reunion, along with Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals. But once again, I'll see you next week. This is WMFO in Medford. Thanks again, Jay.
Thank you.
And we will see ya.